Our next presenter is Rich Stoll, the 2006 National CFI of the Year.
Judy Ann Phelps is a three-time and the country's only female master CFI aerobatic. She lives in Santa Paula, California, and specializes in spin, tailwheel, and emergency maneuver training. But she also instructs private, commercial, and instrument students at CP Aviation at the historic Santa Paula Airport. Judy is a member of AOPA, EAA, SAFE, and Women in Aviation. She is a FAST team representative, and she volunteers with the 99s, as well as the International Aerobatic Club. Judy represented the Van Nuys FISDO, as well as the FAA's Western Pacific region. Please welcome 2011 National Flight Instructor of the Year, Judy Phelps.
Judy Phelps has provided more than 5,000 hours of flight training, ranging from primary, instrument, and commercial instruction to tailwheel endorsements, experimental aircraft checkouts, emergency maneuver, spin, and aerobatic training. She owns and operates a well-known CP Aviation with her husband Clay at Santa Paula Airport. Judy manages a flight school at this popular FBO that averages 6,000 flight hours a year with pilots from around the world. As a private pilot looking to gain confidence, Judy enrolled in the Rich Stoll Emergency Maneuver Training Program. This experience inspired Judy to become an aviation educator. After earning her private pilot certificate, she excelled through the next set of ratings, becoming a CFI in 2003 and a CFII 2 years later. Judy gives back to the aviation community as a volunteer, a mentor, and instructor. She sponsors annual emergency maneuver training and tailwheel training scholarships. She has also hosted an annual judges school for the International Aerobatic Club and leads FAA safety seminars throughout California. As a role model and advocate for women in aviation, Judy has a noticeable effect on the number of women learning to fly. CP Aviation has three female instructors on staff, and it's not uncommon for female voices to outnumber male voices on the radio in the pattern. A three-time master CFI aerobatic, the country's first and only woman to earn that designation, Judy's involvement reaches well beyond the cockpit and classroom. She is a proactive member of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, the 99s, AOPA, EAA, International Aerobatic Club, Women in Aviation, and Rotary. Judy has competed in aerobatic contests in the pits and is an IAC regional judge. She currently serves as president of the Aviation Museum of Santa Paula and is a FAST team representative. Judy Phelps represented Van Nuys FISDO as well as the FAA's Western Pacific region.
Okay, I've been told that I have to keep this short. It's hard to do looking at those pictures. Almost everybody in those pictures are here in the audience, so that was really, really cool. Anyway, I just want to say it's a huge honor for me to receive this award. And really, it kind of all starts with my family. And my family, just my growing up, my dad, my mom letting me make my own decisions and finding my own way in life. And my dad's here. I'd like to just recognize my dad. Stand up, Dad. And Clay, I'd like you to stand up, too. Clay is my husband. And he's the real reason that I think I'm standing up here, because I met him while I was working as a waitress at the local airport restaurant. Clay owned CP Aviation, and the rest is history. I just started out because I didn't like being a passenger, and he always told me I'd be a flight instructor. I honestly did not think I would ever be a flight instructor, let alone standing up here at this podium talking to you guys. So second, just all my friends and my students. I've learned so much from my students, and a lot of my students are sitting out here in the audience, which is really cool. I'm looking at them. And Rich, I owe a lot to Rich Stoll because it was really him and taking his course that took the fear out of flying. And after I took his course, I was like, I want to teach this. I want to help people. And so in closing, I'll just say that I really, really love teaching. I love being a flight instructor. I love my job. I like going to work. And thank you.
Okay, last but not least, finally we have John Typen, the 2005 National CFI of the Year, plus the 2008 National Fast Team Representative of the Year to do the next presentation.
Good evening, everyone. It's certainly a pleasure to be here to introduce the National Fast Team Rep of the Year for 2011. And Vicki Sherman is a perfect example of what you see up here on stage. All of these people are Fast Team reps. The FAA Safety Team is a group of people who collaborate with the FAA, and sometimes the FAA isn't around, so that they can help us make it a safer place to fly. They're people just like you that are passionate and excited about aviation, so they take part in improving safety for all of us. So please welcome this year's National Fast Team Rep of the Year, Vicki Lynn Sherman.
Vicki has been a lifelong supporter and member of the 99s, having served at every level of the organization, from chapter chairperson to international president. Representing the 99s, she has contributed to Sun and Fun, the NASA Aerospace Education Program, and the National Intercollegiate Flying Association. An advisor for the Women in Aviation, Florida First Coast Chapter, Vicki mentors women and works to educate young women in the important roles they play in the aviation industry. Numerous boards benefit from her experience, including trustees for the Bonnie and Archie Gann Scholarship for CFIs, the Florida Association of Flight Instructors, the National Aviation Safety Foundation, the Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University Board of Visitors, and the National Silver Wings Fraternity. She is a member of AOPA, EAA, SAFE, Women in Aviation, and serves in the Civil Air Patrol. Vicki Lynn Sherman represents the Orlando North Florida FISDO and the FAA Southern Region.
Wow, what an honor to receive this award here at the EAA Air Adventure, the world's largest fly-in, in front of many distinguished guests, the general aviation industry, and my aviation family. It's awesome. Many of you here this evening are here together because of the love and passion for general aviation, and that's what keeps this industry alive today. Thank you. 30 years ago, when I started flying, it was a dream. The whole industry has completely changed and evolved since then. However, the one thing that has not changed is the role that safety plays in aviation. I was very fortunate to have a flight instructor who enriched my life with his perspectives and understanding of aviation through his experience and the importance of safety. I would not be who I am in aviation today without his concern and mentorship. He taught me to be a leader and to demonstrate honesty, integrity, and respect for the respect and responsibility of lives mine touched. He encouraged me to study and learn the methods to be a successful coach and counselor. That's why I became a flight instructor. By the way, his name is Vic Johnson. In my back door in Central Florida, where the world's largest flight training takes place, safety plays an important role. I have the opportunity to participate as a Fast Team lead rep, networking with other reps to bring safety in aviation. And our goal is zero accidents. I'd like to thank Obie Young, who mentored me as an accident prevention counselor and an original volunteer of the FAA Production Studios, and serving on the National Aviation Safety Foundation, promoting safety and producing aviation safety videos. I would like to thank the FAST team, Kevin Clover, Doug Murphy, Ken Spivey, Karen O'Farrell, Fred Kaiser, Bob Dunton, and the rest of my aviation family for all their support. It's been a privilege to work with all of you. I'd like to thank our FAA Administrator, Randy Babbitt, for all his support he has given General Aviation and making safety his top priority. As he says, this is a business, and one mistake is too many. The General Aviation Awards program has been going on for nearly 50 years as a partnership with the FAA and the general aviation industry. I'd like to thank Sandy and Joanne Hill for all their hard work and effort being part of making this program so successful. Thank you both. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you both. Not be who I am in aviation today without his concern and mentorship. He taught me to be a leader and to demonstrate honesty, integrity, and respect for the respect and responsibility of lives mine touched. He encouraged me to study and learn the methods to be a successful coach and counselor. That's why I became a flight instructor. By the way, his name is Vic Johnson. In my back door in Central Florida, where the world's largest flight training takes place, safety plays an important role. I have the opportunity to participate as a FAST team lead rep, networking with other reps to bring safety in aviation. And our goal is zero accidents. I'd like to thank OB Young, who mentored me as an accident prevention counselor and an original volunteer of the FAA Production Studios, and serving on the National Aviation Safety Foundation, promoting safety and producing aviation safety videos. I would like to thank the FAST team, Kevin Clover, Doug Murphy, Ken Spivey, Karen O'Farrell, Fred Kaiser, Bob Dunton, and the rest of my aviation family for all their support. It's been a privilege to work with all of you. I'd like to thank our FAA Administrator, Randy Babbitt, for all his support he has given General Aviation and making safety his top priority. As he says, this is a business, and one mistake is too many. The General Aviation Awards program has been going on for nearly 50 years as a partnership with the FAA and the general aviation industry. I'd like to thank Sandy and Joanne Hill for all their hard work and effort being part of making this program so successful. Thank you both. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you both. I'm truly, truly honored to receive this award, and it's just awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Isn't it great to see these people? I do want to mention that maybe you, while he's still here, the voice on all those videos and the video work was done by the one and only John Typen. That concludes tonight's presentations for the General Aviation Awards. I want to thank the FAA again, all of our industry supporters that make this happen, and all the folks here at EAA who help us and work so hard to make it happen year after year. There are two websites to remember, generalaviationawards.org and faasafety.gov, and you can get information so you can do some nominations and see one of your favorite people up here next year. Thank you.